Why is there a rent increase? Well, each year, government guides any changes in rent made by all housing associations, which include Saffron. They've published guidance enabling them to raise their rents by CPI plus 1% for the 2024-25 financial year, taking effect from the 1st of April 2024. So what does CPI plus 1 mean? CPI stands for the Consumer Price Index. It's a measure of inflation that is made every month. We're required to use September's CPI, which was 6.7%. In line with this, Saffron have therefore decided to increase rents by up to 7.7%. That's September CPI plus an additional 1%. So who will be affected by the increase? All rents will be increased by CPI plus 1%. This includes all types of tenures, including social, affordable, intermediate, learning disabilities and garages. If you're not clear about your tenure type, please call us on 01508 532 000 or email info@saffronhousing.co.uk. Increasing rents is an important part of enabling us to continue to invest in existing homes and support tenants by improving homes, increasing energy efficiency, and offering specific targeted support on the cost of living. As part of this support, we will be making 1% of income collected through rent available for immediate cost of living and tenancy sustainment support in 2024-25. How will Saffron use the money from the rent increase? When we set rents, we must consider the affordability of any increases and make sure that we can still invest in maintaining and improving homes. We also need to fund our programme that is making homes more energy efficient, which will deliver long-term benefits for tenants. So how much does the increase equate to? For example, a two-bedroom general needs property, on average, your rent may increase by £7.50 per week for tenants in a social rented property, £9.22 per week for tenants in an affordable rented property. Please note that the information is based on the rent element only and does not include service charges where applicable. If I pay my rent monthly, how do I calculate what to pay? Well, this financial year, the 1st of April 2024 to the 1st of April 2025, is a 53-week year, which means there will be 53 Mondays, with the last Monday on the 31st of March 2025. This happens every 5 or 6 years because there are 365 days in a year, or 366 in a leap year. This means there are 52 weeks in a year plus 1 day, or in a leap year, 52 weeks plus 2 days. These extra days accumulate to add an extra week to the year. To calculate your new monthly amount, you'll need to subtract any housing benefit, universal credit, Saffron rebate you may be entitled to from the new gross weekly amount. Then multiply this by 52 weeks and divide by 12 payments. If you would like further information about this, please contact the income team on 01508 532 000. What is the tenant portal? Well, the tenant portal allows you to check your balance and make a payment 24/7. For more information on what the portal offers and how to register, go to the My Saffron portal page on our website, or alternatively contact us on 01508 532 000. What are service charges and personal charges? Service charges are charged in addition to your rent for services provided to the communal areas. Personal charges are charged for services provided specifically to your property, such as heating or electricity. How does the 53-week rent year affect universal credit? Well, benefits legislation set by the government restricts the calculation of universal credit to the weekly rent multiplied by a maximum of 52 weeks. This means that your universal credit will not cover your full rent for this financial year, 53 weeks. If you receive the universal credit yourself, or Saffron receive partial universal credit payments, you'll need to make up the shortfall in your regular rent payments. If the universal credit is paid directly to Saffron and it normally covers the full rent this year, you'll need to make a payment to cover the extra week. This can be made in one lump sum or split across the year. Please note that your monthly universal credit payment statements will show the monthly amount based on 52 weeks of rent. If you would like to discuss your payments, please contact the income team by calling 01508 532 000 or emailing incometeam@saffronhousing.co.uk. Who can help me if I have concerns? Well, once you've received your rent letter and know what any changes will be to you, you can contact Saffron and speak to us. Our income team can offer help and advice about any concerns you may have about paying your rent or service charge. You can contact them directly by emailing income@saffronhousing.co.uk or call 01508 532 000 and ask to speak to a member of the team. Our rents and service charge team can help you with any queries you have specifically about your service charge. You can contact them directly by emailing rentsandservicecharges@saffronhousing.co.uk or call 01508 532 000. If you're worried about being able to pay your rent, we may be able to offer you support. If you're not in full receipt of housing benefit or universal credit, we may be able to help through our tenancy sustainment fund. Please contact us to see if this is something that you could apply for. If you need help to pay your rent and you're of working age, please contact Universal Credit on 0800 328 5644 or visit their website www.gov.uk/universal-credit/how-to-claim. If you are of pension age, please contact your local authority. You can also check to see if you're entitled by using the benefit calculator at this web address, www.entitledto.co.uk. We continue to work in partnership with an organisation called Your Own Place to offer tenancy and independent living skills workshops for tenants. They cover a wide range of topics such as saving and budgeting, self-care, well-being and digital skills. If you'd like to attend one of the workshops, please contact us to find out more. We also have a free and completely confidential tenant support and wellbeing service to help tenants with a number of issues, including managing debt. The service is available 24/7 with specialist advisors on hand. For more information, call 0330 094 5593. In addition, there are other organisations who can help you with money, advice and support. I'm going to read out some helpful contacts and web addresses, so you may want to get ready to hit the pause button to write them down. Citizens Advice via www.citizensadvice.org.uk or call 0808 223 1133. Turn to Us at www.turntous.org.uk, and that is the number 2. Step Change, www.stepchange.org, or call 0800 138 1111. Money Helper, formerly the Money Advice Service, who can be contacted on their website via www.moneyhelper.org.uk/en. We also have lots of information on the advice and support page of our website, offering helpful information, including funds, workshops and energy saving tips, which you may find beneficial. Specifically, there is a page called Extra Help with Living Costs.